Montreal's mayoral elections are less than a month away, and while much of the debate has focused on things like bike lanes, a group of pro-Palestine activists are calling on the candidates to put Gaza on the agenda.
We're really demanding that the mayoral candidates take a stand against genocide and against the war crimes that have been taking place in Gaza for the last 2 years.
Reem and a dozen other members of the Palestinian youth movement gathered outside of 200 Place de la Commune West last week, where the Chamber of Commerce was hosting a mayoral debate. She told CKOT that despite what you might think, Palestine does have a place in municipal politics.
When we say that we want to put Palestine on the agenda, we're saying that this is not a foreign issue. This is not happening, you know, across the world. Canada and Montreal is involved in this war just as much, and we have a role to, you know, end our complicity.
In particular, activists are calling on the candidates to make Montreal an apartheid-free city. It's a move the city took more than 35 years ago under Mayor Jean Doré against South African apartheid. And it wasn't just a declaration. It meant ultimately forming a committee to look into who was doing business with the city and whether they were doing business with South Africa too. She says the city could also refuse permits to weapons companies like General Dynamics, whose Repentigny factory shipped military equipment to Israel as recently as July.
These are companies that are in our backyard, and we need to cut all permits, all ties with these companies in order to put pressure on Israel to end this genocide.
So far, only Craig Sauvé of Transition Montreal has committed to making Montreal apartheid-free. Luc Labouin, Valérie Plante, successor at Projet Montréal, has called for an arms embargo against Israel. But he was less forthcoming when asked at an October 1st council meeting whether, as mayor, he would cancel contracts with companies that work with the Israeli military. What he said was that he was open to evaluating the tools that the city has at its disposal to see whether any of them could help put an end to this situation in Palestine.
Prêt à évaluer tous les leviers dont la ville dispose pour contribuer à mettre fin à la situation terrible qui arrive en ce moment en Palestine.
Is a step in the right direction, but we also must demand, you know, clear actionable items from these candidates on how they can ensure that we are, as you know, Montreal is cutting ties with these complicit companies.
Ensemble Montréal's Soraya Martinez-Ferrada, meanwhile, has said she feels candidates' opinions on Palestine shouldn't affect their capacity to run for municipal office. Here she is speaking to reporters in September.
On peut avoir des positions très différentes sur le conflit en Israël, à Gaza. Mais ce qui est important à Montréal, c'est de s'assurer que ces positions-là personnelles ne viennent pas teinter comment on veut gérer la ville.
Reem says Palestine does have a place in municipal politics, and it's time that Montreal recognize that.
As Montrealers of conscience, we can't be okay with our city allowing this genocide to continue without taking a clear stance against it and without doing everything in its power to end ties with companies that are actively participating in this genocide.
For CKUT, I'm Jules Bijal with the Local Journalism Initiative.